Stuart, that was a really good start for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, delighted. Clean sheet, 3 points at a team that was always going to be there or thereabouts at the end of the season. So it was nice to win on that opening day as well, and took 17 games last season.
Was it good as well to come away with a relative clean bill of health? Because you've not got the biggest squad, have you?
No, at the end of the day, you've always got one eye, and the pleasing thing after the game, the physio's telling me there's no problem, so that was rewarding as well.
What is the latest then? I know we ask you every time on the guys that are out at the moment. Are you close to getting them back?
Hopefully we'll have Elan back in training, full training on Thursday. He's come through a bit of a light session, a bit of a fitness test before he joins us, but obviously we've got the game tomorrow, so he'll join the full squad back on Thursday. As for Lewis Buxton, he's actually having a couple of injections in his knees just to speed it up. And Labrie, we know, is going to be long term.
Is it a fact of striking a balance for this game? You've had a really good win in your first one. You've got a lot of games this month in the Championship, and that will be your priority. But you also don't want to lose or throw away a cup tie, do you? Just after you've got a great win in the league.
No, I always treat the cups with the respect they deserve. So I'll be putting a strong team out to play Notts County. And like I say, winning breeds confidence, and on the back of a fantastic win at Brighton, we'll go into this game full of confidence as well.
Do you feel like you maybe do have to make a few changes though, just to keep people fresh?
No, at the end of the day, you've always got to have one eye on seven games in 21 days. It's now 6 games in whatever, so many days. There'll be a strong team against Notts County tomorrow night.
Will Stevie May get a debut?
You'll see tomorrow night.
In terms of, you know, whether you do use him or not, what goes through that decision then? What do you sort of think? Because you want to see him, don't you, in a Wednesday show?
Well, the most important thing, he'll want to play. He's had all the hype of the media, and it's suddenly we got him over the line, and the fans will want to see him as well. So one thing I'm pleased to have is Stevie May in the building. I just felt on Saturday, when after we'd gone 1-0 up, we'd probably control the game. And he's that type of player. Maybe he could have got that second goal and just give us a bit more breathing space in the last sort of 10 minutes.
It's been a quick turnaround for him. He went abroad to play in Europe last week. Then he's been travelling around getting this move sorted, and said he had a car crash or something which delayed him at the weekend. And now, potentially, this first game. Do you just have to be careful with him? Because it has come around very quickly in this sort of last 5 or 6 days, hasn't it?
No, I think the thing that he wants to do is get his boots on and play. His head will be spinning because he's had a decision to make. But that's what happens with the transfer. Suddenly, some could take weeks and months. Some can happen in a few hours. That's how quickly it can happen in the football profession. And one thing I know he wants to do, he wants to get his kit out and play.
If he does start this game, or whenever that first game comes, ideally he gets a goal nice and early, isn't it, so that he can get the ball rolling there?
Well, I think first and foremost, the reason why I brought him into the football club, he's a team player. He'll work his socks off, and like I keep saying to before, we defend from the front. He's that type of player. He'll close centre halves, he'll close full backs down, he'll make bad balls into good balls, but then he's also got the skill and the ability to put the ball in the back of net, which hopefully we'll start doing for Sheffield Wednesday.
When you look at the sort of the shape of the team at the weekend, how would a Stevie May fit into that? Because you've got sort of the two wide players, you've got Atty up front who's got the height there. So, you know, would you, in that kind of a system, would you see him as a central man?
He could play anywhere. I think he can play out wide. I think he's just one of these characters that you ask him to. He'll want to play. Like all players have got this football club, whatever professional have got this football club, they all want to start the games of football. The only place I wouldn't think seeing him going is in goal. If I asked him to go play the centre half, any player, you've got to fill in, as it showed on Saturday. Sometimes with certain games, we're going to go down to 10 men, or we're going to maybe lose a player with an injury. You haven't got the cover on the bench, so you're asking players to fill in. So, no, he's a all round team player. They'll give 100% for the course.
One of the things he said to us a few moments ago, which I know you'll like, is he says when he gets the ball, he's always thinking about shooting, and that's one of the things you constantly mention, isn't it?
Well, Giles Coke is the prime example of that. Would Giles Coke have maybe took that shot on last season? Who knows? It was a great layback by Jack McGomer. No, I've got no problems with people shooting unless there's somebody in a better position, and it's just showed on Saturday. If you take that responsibility, you can win your games of football, and which he did on Saturday.
You said at the weekend that there's no pressure on him apart from the pressure he puts on himself, but strikers are always under pressure to score goals. The fans are buzzing because the team signed a player. It's not a loan signing, they've actually signed a player for a fee. He's doing live TV interviews today as well. There must be a little bit of pressure on him.
Well, I've probably put that pressure on him as well, because I kept on saying I want to bring a 20-goal striker in, which he's proven that. He's scored goals in abundance. But we need to create chances for him. But like I say, we defend from the front and we attack from the back. we need the 11 outfield, well, 10 outfield players plus the goalkeeper to help that. And we just need to create chances for him. I just felt on Saturday, if I'd got him over the line before the weekend, we'd have probably won the game 2 or 3-0.
Do you feel that the club's ambitions can match his as well? Because he wants to play for the Scottish national side. If he's playing for Wednesday and scoring, it'll help you. But you can maybe help him sort of achieve those ambitions as well.
Well, the only way he's going to get in the Scotland squad is playing well for Sheffield Wednesday and scoring goals. And then I'm sure Gordon Strachan will take notice of that. But we want to get embedded in. We want him to like I said, hit the ground running. But like I said, he'll put the pressure on himself. And if the national caps come with it, so be it. It just shows he's doing a good job and we're benefiting as well.
Have you had the opportunity to sort of speak to other people and sort of find out a bit more what Stevie May's about? Because there's people at this football club who will know him and have got their contacts in Scotland. So did you feel really comfortable when you started making that bid that, you know, you knew an awful lot about this guy?
Yeah, at the end of the day, he's got something about him. He's a bit of a character. One good thing is sometimes as a centre forward you have to be a little bit selfish, and you've already said that he likes to take the shots on. Like I say, I won't pull anybody up for that unless there's somebody in a better position. But credit to the boy, he's had a few difficult days, decisions having to make, and I think he's made the right decision. He knows he's made the right decision. It feels good. He's met his teammates first time today. He's had the first training session, and he's got a good chance of starting tomorrow.
And it has to be said, there was a lot of competition and quite locally for his signing. You know, it wasn't just a foregone conclusion that he was going to come here, was it?
No, it helps with your contacts as well regarding... you don't have to sell Sheffield Wednesday. Look at what we took on Saturday, 2,600 fans. The noise they generated, it's a huge football club. So I think probably did help having Steve McLean, I think it was, who used to play here, pushed him this way. But the most important thing, I think the boy came here, got a nice feel for the stadium, got a nice feel for meeting me, myself and the staff, and meeting the players as well, which is for the first time today. So, and I think he's a level-headed lad, and I don't think any price tag will affect him. He just wants to go out there and enjoy his football. Good thing is, he's a good age as well, and he will only get better as well.
Stevie May comes in after Mikel Antonio moves out. Have you still got funds to go and add to your squad now, or are you looking at the loan market?
No, hopefully there is funds available. The most important thing, I think we've said before, is that we still need to keep adding to the squad. We've lost Mikel in a wide player. We will get Jeremy Hellam back on Thursday. So at the moment, I've got Elan, I've got Magoma, I've got Maguire that can sort of play out there. I can even probably play a Kieran Lee out there at times. He did that for us last season. But we're always looking to add to the squad and bring, like I sort of always said before, is I'll only bring players who I think are better and the ones that we've got at the football club as well.
Can you afford to be a bit patient now as you look? You've said you want another forward. Can you afford to be patient now that Stevie May is in the club?
No, because you, like I said before, sometimes it can take months or days to get the players over the line. No, we've still got calls out there and we're just waiting for decisions from clubs to say, well, you're allowed this individual, or you can speak to this individual. So we'll just keep plugging away.
I asked you about one particular player of the weekend, and you said, well, the Premier League clubs want to wait for the time being, and you may have to be a bit patient there. I just wondered, on the Chris Wood situation, is that one that's been accelerated at all by Wolverhampton Wanderers and their interest, and they appear to have had contact with Leicester? Has that pushed that one forward at all?
Well, again, I watched the game yesterday, and I think I just heard it on the telly about the speculation with Chris Woods. I think Kenny Jackett's worked with him before at Millwall. No, at the end of the day, like I say, we can't get him in the order that we want to do, but there's several calls out there at the moment, and we're just waiting for them to... hopefully the other end will turn around and say, well, you can actually speak to this player, or we'll let this player come out on loan as well.
You were asked last week about Ben Marshall and Mikel Antonio having now gone to Nottingham Forest. You said at the time, well, I've not had any contact there. Does that situation change now? Do you make a call now that you are looking for a winger?
No, at the moment, no. But Ben, I think Ben is a very outstanding player, and Ben did very well when he came here as a Sheffield Wednesday player. And I've worked with Ben at Northampton. No, I've made no calls to Blackburn. It's one that you just probably just monitor. But Ben's not the only one. Players as well, good players are out there. There's several others. And at the moment, like I say, you're just waiting for the Premier League season to start. And then maybe once the 25 have been named and some aren't getting in them 25 squad, suddenly more players become available.
Sam Hutchinson was superb at the weekend. How often can he play? How many games can he play in a short space of time?
Sam wants to play every game. You can see why I've signed Sam, the qualities he brings to the football club. One thing we do have to do, we know and had it before when I played at Aston Villa with Paul McGrath. Paul McGrath had a knee problem. We just had to sort of monitor him, and he didn't train all the time. So we just have to manage Sam correctly. So Sam's got a big, big part to play at this football club, but not only Sam. I just thought all the new signings on Saturday, Tom Lees and Kieran Westwood, just showed the quality they've got, what they brought to the football club.
I guess it's quite a hard one to manage, because when you watch him play, you think, well, this guy be playing in the Premier League if he didn't have the history that he has with the injuries. You don't want to lose him for a long period, do you? It is going to be something you might have to manage all year, perhaps.
Not just him, any player. At the end of the day, I've got no crystal ball. I don't know when somebody's going to get suspended or anybody's going to pick up an injury. But no, you've just got to deal with it at the right time. With Sam is that maybe Sam can't do every training session that we want to do. He wants to do with that, but the most important thing is what he gives us at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
One of the big decisions you had to make was in goal. Chris Kirkland didn't play, Kieran Westwood did. How tough was that decision to make?
Tough decision, but that's what I want. I want to have to make tough decisions. That's what I've said. I want competition for places. I think Chris last year suffered that he didn't have that competition. Chris probably just felt that he was always going to be picked as number one. Then Emmy came in from Arsenal that pushed him. So it can only be healthy for the football club. At the moment, I've got four centre-backs fighting for two places. I've suddenly now got three, probably four strikers fighting for two places. It can only be healthy. And then the more players I can bring in to bring that competition can only be beneficial for the club.
When Gary Medine came on, he looked bigger. And one of the complaints from previous managers was that, you know, if he just sort of made the sort of the gym his second home, he could really deliver on his potential. Do you think this summer he's really sort of taken that on board and he has made a concerted effort to get bigger and stronger?
Well, at the end of the day, I've got a disappointed centre-forward because he wants to play. But one thing I can't question is Gary's application. He's been spot on pre-season. He's worked very, very hard. We do gym sessions. He's pushed himself there. But one thing I do again know is that suddenly if it's not working, I just felt for the last 10 minutes when he did come on, I thought his ball retention was good. He got us up the pitch. He kept the ball for us. And it just gave us a little bit of breather because they started gambling and taking risks. And that's where we just couldn't kill them off and get that second goal, which I thought we deserved.
When you see a team display like that, it sort of hints that they are a very close group. Is that what your observation would be? And sort of who is the glue? There's usually a few individuals who sort of are the glue to sort of making it a tight group. And who are they in this camp?
Well, the captain plays a big part. Glenn Leuvens, like I say, is an extension of my arm. He does well with the dressing room. They have their own sort of code of conduct within the dressing room. They have their own fining system, which Glenn controls. But the atmosphere is good. I think I said before the game, we've got a team that's full of enthusiasm, get on well, work hard, totally respect each other. They don't live in each other's pockets, but there's a good team spirit, and that can take you a long way, and that showed on Saturday. And the pleasing thing was the players wanted to share that with the supporters who made the effort to get down to Brighton. And it was a fantastic win and a fantastic atmosphere at the end of the game.
Without wanting to force you to talk about yourself, what kind of role do you play in that? I mean, do you sort of understand players and allow them to sort of create that atmosphere themselves? How do you approach it?
No, I'm a great believer in you train how you play and play how you train. I am one for a fair bit of discipline, as in timekeeping, and the boys know that. But the be-all, end-all is it's sometimes easy to manage the team that's not in the team, and that's what I do. I involve everybody else, and I just show at this moment in time, we've got six more games in a fair few amount of days. All of the squad are going to have to play a part in the game, whether it be a rotation where we're going to get an injury or a suspension. But the be all end all, like I say, is sometimes it's how you manage those people that are in the team, and that probably helped us last season when the Kieran Lees, the Semis, the Chris Maguires were probably getting a look in, and suddenly I brought them in.
We're seeing more and more head coaches. That term is more common these days. Has it changed a lot from perhaps when you were at Northampton and Southampton? Have you seen a real shift in the game and the way that managers or coaches have to interact?
I've seen a way of the job's not changed because they're the same roles at Southampton. It was just that job title said manager. But I think it's just a case of managing players now. That's the thing now, because you're dealing with multicultural players as well. More often than not, you're just having to find out different personalities. Who needs an arm around them? Who needs a kick up the backside? And who needs digging out? You just have to realise. But the most important thing, it's for the importance of the team. At the end of the day, I'm gonna criticise players, but it's going to be constructive criticism. And the players know that as well, because it's just to make them a better player.
You mentioned earlier that the Cup's important. We saw that with your approach to the FA Cup last year. Is it the same thing with the League Cup?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I just think any game that you're playing, I want to win. And like I said, we'll treat the FA Cup and the League Cup with the respect they deserve.
And does the FA Cup run last year show that, you know, competitions like this do need to be taken seriously, even for Championship clubs, because you just never know what it could lead to?
Well, again, it's winning games and breeding confidence, and it's getting a nice atmosphere around the stadium and a nice atmosphere around the fans. And I just think it's an opportunity to... Not many players get an opportunity to go and play at Wembley. Yeah. And as soon as you get knocked out of them competitions, that's another season gone by, because it's a short career. Players have got short careers. But sometimes it's not very nice when you're sat at home watching the final on the TV. They think, well, we should have been there. Like.
And what about Notts County? Just a quick word on them. Do you know a great deal?
Yeah, I know the manager, Sean Derry. I work with him at Crystal Palace. Young manager coming in. He'll be desperate to come here. I think, did he play at Sheffield United for a short? Yeah. So he'll be... I saw them play. I've seen him play a couple of times this season. He's got them well organised, well drilled. It'll be a tough game. Like I say, if we don't turn up with the right application, it'll become a difficult game. But I've got every confidence we'll get through.